I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:05 and it is Monday morning. Hey, be caller number 97 right now. 800-400-3697. Caller number 97 wins their way into the Sarah and Vinny 21st birthday secret show pool party. It's not just a secret show. It's also a pool party. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy.
Does your kid still watch that?
Yeah, we do.
Wait. We do. You're the
What's the name of it again? Oompa Loompa?
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Come on, man.
Oompa Loompa. Close. Whatever. You were so close.
Thank you. June 28th, we're throwing a secret show pool party, and Colin 97 gets in and is in the running for a two-night stay at our party place, Fairmont Sonoma Mission, and the ultimate wine country destination. You have to be 21 or older to win this. Hooman is going to be checking your ID. Honey. 800-400-3697. Caller number 97. Everybody who gets qualified today will get four people in the running. So 9, noon, 3, and 5. The people who win their way in will be qualified for today's grand prize. We'll call you tomorrow and let you know if you're the winner.
We had Stacy today.
We did. Stacy from Castro Valley.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We get lots of those throughout the morning. You have comments and stuff. 925 sent us a little thing. It says, the most expensive campus to live on. It's a little, it looks like a newspaper article. The cost to live on campus in California, the average cost of room and board at California's universities varies from campus to campus. Here are the most and least expensive for the upcoming school year. Number one!
You know, it doesn't matter. It's still less than half of what he was going to pay at these other places.
UC Berkeley is the most expensive number one school.
How much is it? Like $13,000, $14,000?
$17,549.
That's more than the tuition just to live there.
CSU Channel Islands.
Oh.
So I think the Channel Islands are off the coast of California. Down south.
Isn't like Catalina considered one of those?
And then yeah, there's a couple I don't understand. North. I don't know where that school is, and I've never heard of it. I've heard of Channel Island surfboards.
An island is an expensive place to live.
So the Channel Islands are near Santa Barbara.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yep. You knew that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I didn't know that there. I don't know the school. Okay. UC Davis, UC Santa Cruz comes in at number four on the most expensive in California.
Davis, I'm surprised.
UC Merced, San Diego State. CSU, that's Fullerton. The least expensive.
Chico!
CSU, Fresno.
Oh. The no. Because everyone's like, no.
You know, I read something that said the most dangerous cities in every state, and Fresno was the most dangerous city in California.
Fresno?
Yeah.
How's that? What do you mean, yeah?
There's
knowingly,
a lot of crime
yeah.
there. I've always known that. There's a lot of crime there. When I was in Visalia, I really, unless I had to do work events in Fresno, which was often, I didn't want to go to Fresno. Sorry, Fresno.
Well, I'm not sorry.
I don't get it.
Of all the places in L.A. and the Bay Area, Fresno?
A lot of gang stuff, a lot of drugs.
Surprising to me.
It looks like this source, Vinny, is from the Mercury News.
All right. Well, Fresno, everyone. That's the least expensive.
Sarah's kid has, I don't know if I can say this, but...
It sounds like you've done it.
He's going to be in a studio with two other kids.
A studio?
Yeah.
That's what dorm rooms are like. Didn't you ever live in college?
Well, no. I thought there was just one, usually it was just one kid.
Oh, so, no. You always have a roommate, right?
Oh, you always have a roommate.
I mean, two kids, but he's saying there's going to be three kids.
Yeah,
there.
I think it's three kids per suite.
It's a little bit bigger.
It depends on how it's set up, and sometimes they all share one bathroom. Unit. Mm-hmm. So there might be...
Well, it's nice when you get your own bathroom unit. We had I had a roommate and we had a sink, but you had to go to the... each floor had public restrooms.
You know? Wow.
So if you want to take a shower, you had to go down the hall. But you could brush your teeth in the room, which was mm-hmm. nice. And not everybody had a sink.
Oh.
We were very lucky to have a sink.
And this was at Horse College?
At Horse College, yeah.
All right. 707 says, you guys made this the best Monday in a long time. Aww. I was just laughing my butt off with Sarah's yellow teddy and clumpy heels. It's good to laugh on Mondays and not have to wait until Friday. Don't worry, drinks. I'm coming. 707 says, is the bottom of Hooman's shirt wet? What is that?
What happened, Hooman?
What?
Did something happen?
No, it's just
a yellow teddy
it's the,
on you?
It's the design for the Sundance t-shirt from 2017. See?
Have a look.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's mountains. It's a darker. Mountain range down there at the bottom. Down there.
Is it?
Apparently not.
Okay.
Dry as a bone.
OMG, Sarah's bumblebee stinger. Pew, pew.
That was pretty good.
I didn't know what sound a stinger would make. I mean, I just made that up.
Save that for a best up, right?
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Check this out.
What do you got?
Check out Sean Connery as James Bond in Goldfinger. He's wearing a romp him. Love you guys. XOXO.
Oh, boy. Amy. He sure is.
He really is.
And he's wearing it pulled up tight. Yeah. Like, that is a short shorts, and the moose knuckle is very close to the bottom.
It's like
I didn't even notice.
A denim color.
Have a look.
I don't need to. Thanks anyway.
Well, you're missing out.
See, things eventually come back in style, don't they?
Yeah.
I don't
What
think
goes
that
around
was
comes around.
Ever in style.
Hey, if Sean Connery wore it as Bond, it was in style. Mm. Only for international spies and people with licenses to kill.
707 says, stop hashtagging more than 2 to 3 things. Hashtag killing it. Hashtag winning. Or hashtag stupid.
Yeah.
Just or relax and let people do whatever they want. I don't know. I feel like we're getting really wound up on things that, like, you know,
don't matter.
Don't they? Right. I mean, they're just social media. Shh, it's okay.
925 says it was crazy at Clusterfest.
That is a hard one to say, man.
All the millennials in the front rows were looking at screens instead of actual performers. The older comics were getting super annoyed.
Oh, I bet.
I find that annoying in general. But that's because I'm old. The kids, they don't even notice. We're the last generation that's going to give a rat's ass. Everybody else is going to be staring at their hand. They never knew anything different. You are booming yourself.
415 says, don't the kids know that Instagram is owned by Facebook? It's Facebook for idiots.
Thank you. I love it. No wonder I love it so much.
I love Instagram. I think it's the best one.
Well, it was the best one, but then they screwed up the order.
I like the Snapchat, too. I don't even have Facebook on my phone. I never look at that unless I'm on my laptop
clunky.
At home.
Yeah, me too.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought
you said it's clunky.
No, I was going to bitch about Instagram again.
Yeah, you were about to say something.
Please put the pictures back in order.
Oh, okay. That's what it was. All right.
That's all.
I live near a fire station, and my dogs howl whenever the sirens go off. It can be cute sometimes, but not at 6 in the morning or at 11 at night.
Right.
Yeah.
It was wicked cute, though. I was very surprised by it. The dog just was so excited, howling along with the
I'm not
siren.
Sure if they like it.
Right.
Or if it's because it's hurting their ears.
Yeah. The dog seemed very perky and happy.
Oh,
he didn't
okay.
appear to be, you know...
Cowering.
We had a beagle growing up, and my beagle would do it regularly.
Just howl.
The howling with all the sirens from the street we lived right on. And Willow would do it sometimes.
Maybe they feel like they're joining the crowd. Hey,
I don't
we're
know.
We're all doing that.
Ella did it for the first time the other day.
Oh.
Not too much, but just a little. It was
Maybe
the first time she ever did it.
It's another dog.
Oh. Hmm.
On this show I watch.
Yeah.
There were wolves.
Mm-hmm.
What show is this?
It's called Zootopia. and there's one wolf howls, and then they all have to howl. Mm. And they're screaming at each other, don't do it, you'll start a howl! And because they can't not
right.
once it goes off. So maybe that's it. They think it's another animal.
Well, it's true. If one of us howled right now, we'd all jump in, and everyone in their cars
I wouldn't.
Would too. Yeah, you would.
I think we already did that this morning.
That's why I'm saying don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't do it again.
What was your beagle's name?
Louie.
Sergeant Barney Beagle III.
Oh.
Was there a first and second? Were there a first and
no,
second?
No, there
just
wasn't.
Just an adorable.
Right.
Got Sergeant it. Barney Sergeant Beagle Barney Beagle.
Your mom and her dogs.
I know.
Forget those teens on how to be cool on social media. I'm no 50, and I post deliberately not to be cool. Ha, ha, ha. Mm-hmm. And then it's a string of emojis.
Yeah. Okay. Like, life is so much easier when you're through being cool. It's just one less thing to worry about. Oh, I'm done with that.
Was it that hard?
It was. It was really hard being super cool. So now that I've given it up, I'm...
Was it that hard?
It was pretty hard.
To think twice about
just
doing
giant
something?
Giant pain in the ass. Now I just do whatever I want. Wear whatever I want. Think whatever I want. Say whatever I want.
Oh, 707 says, you watch Scott's video? I've known him for 40 years, so I know better. LOL.
Well, they pop right up. They start going. Actually, my kids ran up. Did you see Scott's video? What's going on? He's hungover.
Oh.
I'm like, what? Just watch it. I'm like, do we have to?
The kids said that to you?
Yeah, Riley, first thing, when was it? Saturday morning or something? He comes out.
I think I actually saw it on Friday, maybe.
Oh, all right. So, oh, did you see that? I'm like, no.
Well, Scott and his husband are always in a fight. So I just assumed that was a revenge play.
Right.
They're always fighting. So,
maybe it was a revenge play.
I mean, when he was last here, he was couch touring because he'd left his husband.
Right.
What happened? I don't remember that.
I don't know.
They got in some fight about something. Probably an email. They'll start a lot of fights over there.
415 says, life in the fast lane started when Glenn Frey heard Joe Walsh using that lick as a guitar exercise to warm up and loved it.
I think so. It sounds familiar.
That's one of the Guns N' Roses' most famous songs was a guitar warm-up.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking, Vinny. I think that's the story.
Yeah. That actually sounds like a guitar warm-up.
It's so great.
Can you play the beginning of that? Just the very beginning of Life in the Fast Lane.
Oh, right. Give me a sec.
I actually love the if you listen to the kick drum on that.
I'll listen.
Yeah. Just crank it up.
As soon as it starts.
It's going to start at some point, Bryn.
Well, first he's going to finish typing a letter to somebody.
Oh. Yeah, I know. It's clickety-clackety-clickety-clackety-clickety-clack. That sounds like not the version I'm familiar with. But
did you find the live version?
I don't know what that was, but it didn't sound like... Didn't you think it sounded a little odd?
I don't know.
Sounded perfect to me.
Thanks, human. Sounded pretty good to me, too. Here's another version of it.
This is it. No, that's not it either.
All right. Well, there's two in a row. How many wrong versions can
Eagles?
I get?
On it, or does it say some dude playing the Eagles?
The Eagles. Here, there's another version right here. Let's see if it's wrong too. Oh, it's only the left side here. Oh, you're right, Sarah.
Yeah, right.
No, that doesn't sound like it.
Oh, they're all wrong. How interesting.
Keep going, Bryn. I'm enjoying
it. That sounds
it.
More like it.
Oh, that's more like it?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I haven't heard it in a long time.
I think that's the case.
Keep it going. Let's listen to it.
This is not even the Eagles.
Oh, man. Well, that's the one that you said sounded the most like it.
I was thinking, I don't recognize that voice. Yeah.
He was a hard-headed man. Oh, he was beautifully handsome.
What do you want me to do?
She was terminally pretty. Can't you just find the Eagles?
I typed in the Eagles, Life in the Fast Lane. Is there another title for it?
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
You want a live version? Maybe it's better.
Yeah, do a live
yeah,
version.
Yeah, do a live version. There it is. That sounds good.
Oh!
And it's live.
All right, let's hear the singing.
All right.
They said it was cool. They
told him one thing and come. All right.
You
should say I'm
faster, faster. The lights are turning red. That's it.
Show up if you lose your mind.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Ha ha ha! Water just came out my nose listening to Sarah be a sexy bumblebee.
I'm really good at it. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah? Pew, pew.
You guys crack me up, yellow bustier.
I know.
Crying in my car.
Who said yellow?
Vinny did.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I do. I set yellow. You up. That's my gig. I started the whole thing. What are you talking about?
It's just odd. Like, yellow is such an odd color for one. I thought,
well,
I thought surely it must be Hooman who came up with yellow.
No, I was going for the awkward.
Were you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you fantasize about yellow bustiers.
Okay.
We'll let your girlfriend know. Your lady.
Really hard to put mascara on listening to Sarah's bustier talk. LOL, my stomach hurts.
Oh, I know. Mine did too.
That's my stinger.
Somebody said that was the right version. Thank you.
What did you say? What did you say?
Someone said that was the right
version. 415 said, you're crazy. That was the Eagles. Thank
you. Well, maybe the first one was. That what guy singing wasn't.
Somebody else says I should use Spotify, but I don't have that on this computer. Thank you.
What did you say?
I don't have Spotify on this computer.
Oh, well, of course.
Oh, did you ever see the Game of Thrones story?
No. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Someone's
what
asking.
What was it?
408.
We may never get to see it, is basically it. The final season of Game of Thrones might not air until 2019.
All right.
As we inch closer to the July 16th premiere of the shortened seventh season of Game of Thrones, it seems the eighth and final one is moving further and further away. Yeah. They have to... They're saying... It looks like it's going to be 2 years from now.
Oh, man.
I know. Cheat.
I'll have forgotten everything.
Just rewatch it. It's an opportunity to rewatch it. That was it. So, you know, we would have spent more time on it than that, but that was the gist of the story.
925 says, I went to Clusterfest. It was awesome. 415 says, today is the second day of AIDS ride. It's the longest day on the bike. They'll ride 100 miles. They end in L.A. at a school in downtown L.A.
Oh. And how many days is it total?
Five? AIDS ride just past my house in Aptos. I live two blocks from the beach. Oh. That's from 831. It's a big deal. I know someone who did it, and they camp, and it's a whole
thing. Oh,
there's campers, and maybe they have a hotel, but it's a whole thing, man. They're moving a lot of people down the coastline on bikes. It's a lot.
It's its own Clusterfest.
Yeah, right.
Went to Clusterfest, says 650. Ice Cube was amazing. Seinfeld was great. The rest of the time, we froze our butts off and stood around for hours.
Oh. It was super windy in the city on Saturday. Mm. Cold.
That was when you were in town?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Vinny, this is totally unrelated to any conversation today, but you said you love The Incredibles. I think you would love Big Hero 6. I do. I saw Big Hero 6, but The Incredibles I've watched at least 3 times now.
So good.
It is really, really good.
Did your kid freak out when the building blows up and the brother dies? Spoiler alert.
What?
The building blows up and the brother... Nobody dies.
The brother doesn't die.
Big Hero 6.
Oh, no. We didn't watch that with the kid.
Is that the one with San Francisco?
Yeah. Sure is.
That's a good movie.
I think we watched that before we had the kid just to try it on for size. Mm.
How'd it fit?
It was good. I liked the movie.
I can't wait till you get Shrek. Shrek is so...
I saw Shrek.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I liked it a lot. Huh? I didn't think it was... I don't know why she would like that, though. There's a lot that's just not for kids.
Oh. She won't get those jokes, but she'll...
Right, but that's what I mean. So much of it is going right past.
In the morning, I'm making waffles. Eddie Murphy is... absolutely great in that movie.
You know, for a second, I thought I had to put my radio volume all the way down. Then when I heard the name Scott, but then I heard his last name and realized, oh, I like this guy.
The other Scott.
804 says, have this Scott call whenever he wants.
Oh, poor Scott Capurro. By the way, he's fine. He wrote to me from London, and he's, you know, in case anyone was...
Sorry,
was the first
I didn't even think about him.
Yeah. It's really close to his house, apparently.
Oh, the terror attack. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm getting told that the ride is 7 days.
Okay. Oh. Good to know. All right. Well, that gets us current, everyone. Thanks so much for taking the time to text us. We appreciate it. We read them, and that's why we read them back. to give you a minute.
Text us anytime, 800-400-3697. You can also write us via email anytime if you have something, you know, long problem or something you need us to help you solve. We do that on our show called The Secret Show. It's a podcast we do a day or two after work each week. And you can send it to Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. We'll be right back. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hope that your Monday goes as well as ours has been going so far.
It's been fun.
I knew it was going to be a good day.
You did?
Mondays. Ooh, they're my favorite-ish. So close.
What do you got going on after here?
Well, it's Monday, Vinny. I'm going to go home and do the bills first thing. And then I'm going to go out in the backyard and sand stuff.
Are you still on those windows?
No, the windows are in.
How'd they look?
Well, one has to come back out. There's a problem with it. Scraping. Yeah, it's a bummer. But
who cares?
I'm going to sand some the caps we put on our planters and
get a coat of stain on those.
And
what?
Yeah, it's out of my hands. I'm going to have to repaint the whole thing. It sucks. Just touch it up. Not the whole thing.
All right. Well, we better get
home.
Thank
you for asking. I better get home and get right to work, Vin. What about you? What are you doing today?
I may try to have a surf. We'll see how the wind looks. Mm. Practice a little guitar. Pick up my kid. And who knows what from there.
Well, we'll find out who knows what tomorrow.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.